Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki Iskan Pongas Charya Srila Prabhupada ki All glory to the assembly devotees. All glory to the assembly devotees. All glory to the assembly devotees. Glory to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 31. And this is a little unconventional verse, so to speak. So I hope you can follow me. Evam darsti ani ushati kurute medhanadini vatsto. Evam darsti ani ushate kurute medhanadini vasto.
Evam darsti ani
ushate Sreyo paye virachita kriti supratiko yataste. Itam Sri Bhisa Bhaya Nayana Sri Mukhaloki Nibhir.
Itam Sri Bhisa Bhaya Nayana Mukhaloki Nibhir.
Vyakhi Atata Prahasita Mukhi Nahi Upalabhum Aichat. Anybody want to try?
Evam darshyami ushati kriti medhanadini vatso.
Steyo paye virachita kriti supratiko yataste. Itam Sri Bhisa Bhaya Nayana Sri Mukhaloki Nibhir. Okay, I'll do word for word. Evam, in this way. Darshtiyani, naughty activities. Ushati, in a neat and clean place. Kurute, sometimes does. Mehana adini, fasten stool and urine. Vastav, in our houses. Steya upayahi, and by inventing different devices to steal butter and milk. Virachita kriti is very expert. Supratika is now sitting down here like a very good, well-behaved child. Yata aste, while staying here. Itam, all these topics of conversation. Shribhi, by the gopis. Sabhayanayana. Just now sitting there with fearful eyes. Shri Mukha. Such a beautiful face. Alokinibhi. By the gopis who are enjoying the pleasure of seeing. Vyakyata. Artha. And while complaining against him before Mother Yashoda, Prahasita Mukhi, they were smiling and enjoying. Na, not. He, indeed. Upalabdhum, to chastise and threaten. Rather, she enjoyed how Krishna was sitting there as a very good boy. Aichat, she desired. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, "Oh, you are a thief," and artificially express anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, "I am not a thief, you are a thief." Sometimes being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. But now, our dear friend Yashoda, this expert thief is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes all the gopis will look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful so that his mother will not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they would simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda would mildly smile at all of this fun, and she would not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. Purport. Krishna's business in the neighborhood was not only to steal, but sometimes to pass stool and urine in a neat, clean house. When caught by the master of the house, Krishna would chastise him, saying, "You are a thief." Aside from being a thief in his childhood affairs, Krishna acted as an expert thief when he was young by attracting young girls and enjoying them in the rasa dance. This is Krishna's business. He's also violent as the killer of many demons. Although mundane people like non-violence and other such brilliant qualities, God, the absolute truth, being always the same, is good in any activities, even so-called immoral activities, like stealing, killing, and violence. Krishna is always pure, and he is always the supreme absolute truth. Krishna may do anything supposedly abominable in material life, yet still he is attractive. Therefore his name is Krishna, meaning all attractive. This is the platform on which transcendental loving affairs and service are exchanged. Because of the features of Krishna's face, the mothers were so attracted that they could not chastise him. Instead of chastising him, they smiled and enjoyed hearing of Krishna's activities. Thus, the gopis remained satisfied, and Krishna enjoyed their happiness. Therefore, another name of Krishna is Gopi Jana Vallabha, because he invented such activities to please the gopis. Om Gyanati Manasyagin Anjana Shalakaya Sakshavantamina Tasma Shugubi Namaha Namamo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutli Srimadhi Satshupadasya Swaminiti Namini Satshupabhidam Vande Vinitam Sharvushanam Bhakti Gantanaitanam Bhakti Vendasikshita Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Kachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschitari Satani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Daita Garada Sri Vasadi Gauravakabindi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are a very interesting, intriguing pastime of Krishna here. In the book Perfect Question, Perfect Answer, Bob Cohen, now known as Brahmatirtha, asked a very intriguing question. In educational psychology, such a question would be compared to a high order question. Is Krishna attractive to rascals? And that's a very challenging question. Is Krishna attractive to rascals? And Srila Prabhupada expertly answered, yes, he is attractive to everyone, including the rascals. And he went on to say, he was the highest rascal. Krishna is the highest, the greatest rascal. And so Bob Cohen is a little bewildered. What's going on? He says he teases the gopis, because he teases the gopis. In an age like today, teasing girls is not considered rascaldom. That's not considered something very serious. But within the Vaishnava system, that was considered serious. It stated that a girl is protected at all stages of her life. When she's young, she's protected by her parents. When she's married, she's protected by her husband. And when she's old, she's protected by her sons. So she's always given protection. So there's no point for exploitation or teasing. So listen here, hearing that Krishna is doing these things is very bewildering. In fact, when Sukadev Goswami was preaching to Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit sensed the discontentment or the bewildering minds of the non-devotees. And he asked Sukadeva Goswami, how is it that Krishna, who is supposed to be establishing dharmic principles, how is it he's dancing with other men's wife in the night and young girls? Sukadeva Goswami says, and this is very important to understand, that great controllers should never be imitated. Whatever they do is perfect and right, and we cannot judge them. Just like so many things are fed into a fire, the fire burns it up to ashes. So similarly, whatever activity they may do may seem a little inconsistent with our modes of thinking or with our morality. But for them, we cannot judge the great controller, and much less Krishna. He was not just a great controller, but he was the greatest controller. He is the greatest controller. He is the Lord of everything. He surveys everything we survey. He owns and controls. And so we cannot judge him by our standard. See? So the Lord dancing with the gopis and performing so many different so-called abominable activities are good in themselves. And Srila Prabhupada was also trying to explain to Bob Cohen the same thing, that Krishna, in all Krishna's abominable activities, they are good. So we see here that Krishna is going and stealing butter, and he's poking holes in the pots and stealing the butter, giving it to the monkeys. It may seem abominable, but because this is relishable pastimes of the Lord. In fact, he is worshipped as Makanchor, the butter thief. See? And now in this verse here, we see that he would go and then he would steal butter and other things, and then when he's called a thief, he would say, "You're a thief." It seems ironical, you know, because he is the Lord of everything. He is the Lord of everything. So how can he be called a thief? As Yugala Kishore was explaining yesterday, Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yatkinsha Jagatam Jagat. Everything animate and inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. So how can he be called a thief? Bhumir apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhir evacha. All earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. These are all my separated energies, O Arjuna. See? So the Lord owns everything. He owns the butter. He owns the houses. He owns everything. So he cannot be called a thief in any way. See? But these are pastimes that he's exhibiting with his devotees, and they are relishable. If you look at the wall here, we see that Pushkar has captured some of the pastimes on canvas. He is worshipped as the teaser of the gopis. See there, both of them, he's playing water sports on this one here, and he's playing his flute on the other one. In fact, when he plays his flute, he attracts all of living entities in the universe. Not only the gopis or the cowherd boys, but he attracts the rocks, he attracts the plants, he attracts the cows, the deer, the flowers, everything. See, it's stated that all the immobile things are stunned. They perspire when he plays his flute. And the mobile things, all the mobile things become stunned, cannot move. When the calves are drinking milk from their mom, they cannot drink, nor they cannot stop drinking, stated. The geese in the water, they cannot swim and they cannot stop swimming. You see, it's so amazing to explain. See, so the Lord is supremely wonderful, supremely attractive. So Srila Prabhupada was trying to explain to Bob Cohen that the Lord is attractive in all ways, in everything he does. See, everything he does, he is attractive in it. And it is for us to try to understand. Maybe because of our meager intelligence, sometimes it's difficult for us to comprehend these things. See? It's stated here that Srila Prabhupada writes also, he's the killer of many demons. We've seen so many demons he killed. One of them was, you had Putana, Trinavarta, Agasura, Denakasura, Palambasura, Aristasura, the Kesha demon, Narakasura, Baumasura, Shishupal, so many demons. In the whole Mahabharata, he orchestrated the Mahabharata. He arranged that all his warriors be killed. dynasty. Then the Yadu dynasty, the whole Yadu dynasty, he set up them to also be killed before he depart. See? But for a marvelous, he would not able to understand these things. How is it that the Lord is doing all these violent things? But to establish non-violence, sometimes violence is necessary. See? All these demons were creating havoc in society. In the Mahabharata, all these kings, they were posing as kings, but they were oppressing the people in so many ways. See? So they had to be killed. He told Arjuna that all these warriors are already killed by me. You just act as the weapon and severe body from soul. So even within the Mahabharata also, the Marlis would try to criticize him. Oh, you instigate Yudhishthira to tell a lie. But that was for the good of all people. You see? The Supreme Lord, he can see past, present and future. The time of Dronacharya, the time for him to leave his body was then. Krishna can see it. The regular mortals couldn't have seen that. And there were so many signs. So Krishna knew that this had to happen. See? In fact, earlier when Yudhishthira had went to Dronacharya and asked him, how may I accomplish your debt at the beginning of the Mahabharata? Dronacharya said, no one can kill me. It's not possible. But when I hear someone truthful says an untruthful word, my demise will be near. See? So Krishna knew about this also. So Yudhishthira, his truthfulness personified. See? So when he said that Ashwatthama died, then Dronacharya put up his weapon. But this was all done because Lord Krishna knew that this was the time for Dronacharya to leave the world. And it had to happen. Otherwise, the Mahabharata would have prolonged even for more days. See? When Bhima was fighting with Duryodhana, and Krishna broke that twig, see? The Marlas were again criticizing. How can a warrior hit someone below the belt? But it was not possible to hit Duryodhana anywhere else. Bhima had already vowed to break his ties. All Krishna was doing was just reminding him. This had to be accomplished. See? But it was for the ultimate good. So sometimes it may be seen that the Lord are acting contrary to religious principles or moral principles. But he can see with like the eagle's eyes, they say with the eagle's eyes. When the eagle goes above, high above, it can see all over. He can see everything in a holistic way, all around. See? So Krishna, he can see everything, he knows everything. And so he has a full view of what's taking place. See? Similarly, even when Bhishma was about to die, to leave his body out, so the Lord, see, he knows. See? So for the moralists, they may try to criticize him, and they actually did criticize him. In fact, when Ashwatthama was going to Duryodhana, he was criticizing Krishna, saying that, well, you know, he caused this and this to happen and so forth. And other personalities. See? But whatever the Lord does is good and beneficial for the whole society. See? It's good for the whole society. So in the Mahabharata, we've seen that so many warriors were killed. Almost 500 million. 550 million, over that. See? Then later, when he was about to leave, he says that if he leave the Yadu dynasty, they would become so powerful that they would oppress the regular human beings. Because the Yadu dynasty, they were like super powerful beings, see? And so he made arrangement in different ways so that they can also be demolished. So Lord Krishna may do these, or create these, all these violence to take place, but it was for the ultimate good of the world. And so, he's beyond criticism. See? If anyone tries to criticize him, then he does not understand the Lord. That's why Sukadeva Goswami, when he explains to Maharaj Parikshit that whatever the Lord does is beyond reproach. See? It's beyond reproach. We cannot understand with our limited intelligence, nor can we judge the Supreme Lord. So when he had stolen in those houses, the Lord could have turned the stool into gold. Or like Rishabhadev, he could have made it into perfume and smell for thousands of yojanas. See? He has that power, that ability to do all those things. See? So he was just exhibiting childish pranks. And these are pastimes he and his devotees relish. See? For people that cannot understand, what he says, avajanti ma muda manusham tanum ashritam. Fools deride me when I descend in human form, when I descend in human form. He said, antavattu phalantesham tad bhavati alpamedasam. He said, the men of small intelligence would worship the demigod instead of me. See? Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya savarita. I am never manifest to the foolish and the unintelligent. See? So, that is why sometimes we have all the different faiths and so forth. Because people don't want to surrender to the Supreme Being. They prefer to surrender to some demigod or even the impersonal feature which is not complete. See? And the Lord allowed them to do that. For the foolish and the unintelligent, he bewildered them by his energies. See? So that they can worship whatever other things they want to worship. But for his devotees, they can worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his unique form. So Krishna's activities, they're always glorious, always attractive, always relishable. By hearing these activities, we all become purified. One time Bob Cohen was asking again, if a rascal worship Krishna, if that is good. He says, certainly, that is good. If you're a thief, or if one is demoniac, but he worships Krishna, then that is good. He would get blessings for that. He would get some pious credit. He may have it to turn from his bad ways. See? So even if the demonic worship him, then they can also be saved. In fact, in the Ramayana, Lord Ramachandra says that if Ravana was to come and surrender unto me, I would give him protection. Just imagine. See? That's the magnanimity of the Lord. See? So the Lord is good in all that he does. And we have to try to understand this. And we have to come to the realization that the faster we surrender unto him, the faster we apply ourselves to the process of devotional service, the faster we're able to purify our heart, faster we're able to go back to him. See? The longer we take, the longer we're hesitant to surrender, hesitant to chant our wrongs, hesitant to follow the principles, then to that extent we will delay our stay in this material world. So we have to use our intelligence and try to apply ourselves to the process. It's very simple. This process is very, very simple. Srila Prabhupada has shown us all that we need to do. See? And if we apply ourselves to this, then certainly we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So I'll stop here if there's any question or quick comment. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.